Bad Boys from Wham here on West Kent Radio. West Kent Today, we drop up. My guest in the second hour is Mark Hilliard, home energy advisor, field manager from Leap. And if you don't know what Leap is, Mark is going to give us all the information right now. Hello, Mark.
Brilliant. Hello. Thank you. Yeah, so Leap. Yes, it's really nice to be able to introduce Leap, which is the local energy advice partnership. And I'll just explain a bit how it works and then go on to the eligibility and just have a talk about how LEAP can help local residents. So to start with, it's a free of charge, totally free of charge service. And what we do is we give day-to-day energy advice. So when we give you a phone call, that's the first thing that we will do, and we can arrange for free telephone advice for benefits, debt, and other money problems, and we can refer for further energy efficiency improvements such as loft insulation or a new boiler. And we also go into great depths about your energy bills, looking at how you use your energy and home efficiency within the home itself. And during the telephone call, it would last around about 45 minutes, and we go over six sections. So to begin with, we're beginning to get to know about yourself, how you use your heating, and we talk about your loft insulation, cavity wall. How do you heat your home? Do you feel warm in your property? We talk about your windows and doors. What are they made of? Do you have any drafts? And we give simple energy efficiencies. It could be something as simple as having a lined, heavy line curtains at your windows. And we are able to fit simple energy advice, energy efficiency items within the property. So we've got draft proofing for wooden doors, wooden windows, which we can send out so that they can be installed by yourself. We've got LED bulbs, chimney balloons. So what we're doing is we're looking at the advice to be able to help in any way. At the moment, it's really, really tough out there with energy bills as high as they are.
So advice is free. So yeah. Let's you say you send out LED bulbs and draft excluders and things like that. Is there a cost involved in those?
No, this is totally free. Now, the eligibility is you can either be on a low income, receive tax credits, receive housing benefits, or receive an income or disability-related benefit, or have a long-term illness. So that's the eligibility for this. We work with many partners, local councils, etc. And in today's where fuel bills are so expensive at the moment, where people are finding it very, very hard to be able to pay their bills, this is a very good service that we can that we can give. So the second part of what of the call, which will last, as I said, around about 45 minutes, we'll be talking about your heating, what type of boiler have you got, and then we will be giving you advice on how do you use your heating controls, can you use them? If you've got an immersion tank, how do you use that? We're looking at ways of really drilling down into try and help you to reduce your energy costs, which is really, really important at the moment. So we will spend a long section of time actually going through that kind of thing. And then after that, we will then go through to we start talking about your energy bills, and do you struggle with your energy bills? And then we will be drilling down into that to see why and how we can have efficiency savings actually with that. And then we will talk about things like, do you receive the warm home discount? We talk about the energy price cap. We talk about the priority service register. We talk about whether you would be entitled to the water company's social tariff. And if it's needed, we can pass you onto a service where you can receive a phone call, where we can make sure that you're on the correct state benefits. Going forward from that, so we could look at things like a benefits check, a trust fund applications, social water tariff. We can organise a three-way energy supply support call, and we can look into large energy debts.
Right. Over. That sounds like fun. I'm going to dive deeper with you in a few minutes. We're going to play... level 42, the sun goes down, living it up. Now, if we can find a sort of relationship to heat and light in that, there we'll find it. And then Nicky Hudson is popping in with the Monday Theatre Guide. And then after Beach Baby, Mark and I will continue our conversation. This is West Kent Radio, your optimistic station. In the first hour, we played In the Summertime from Mungo Jerry. And we just played Beach Baby from First Class. So we're looking forward to some warmer weather. But if you're struggling at the moment with heating bills, if your home's not heat efficient, I've got Mark Hilliard here from LEAP. He's the Home Energy Advisor Field Manager. He's got a grand title, hasn't he? And we're talking about ways to reduce heat loss in the home and the financial support available. So what we've got next, Mark?
Right, OK. I think the next thing I'd like to do is to give our web address. So it's all the W's, .applyforleap.org.uk. And in there is a plethora of information. And if you qualify for a free telephone advice call, please do call. As I said, we go through all the sections. So to begin with, we'll be talking about how you insulate your property. Then we will go on then to talk about your heating, how you use your controls, how you use your radiators, TVRs, etc., etc. Then we go on
TVR.
TVRs. They can control the heat on individual radiators.
Thermostatic radiator valves.
That's it.
That's TRVs.
Yeah, you've got it. Yes. And then we will go on to talk about your energy bills, and we'll discuss how efficient we are, because when we're using our heating systems or our immersion tanks, how do we use them? Are we using them more efficiently? Do we put them on timers? And we'll go through that in great depth. And then we'll be talking about whether you are on the correct state benefits. Do you get the warm home discount? Now, the warm home discount, up until a couple of years ago, you had to apply for it through your energy company. But now it's paid to you automatically. We'll make sure that you're on the correct company's water tariff, to make sure, because if you're on certain state benefits and need to use water because of health conditions, it could be that you could get a discount on your water tariff, and we make sure that you're on the priority service register. I also talk a lot about Martin Lewis and what he talks about, and then we, as we're going through the discussions, when you have your call, because it's individually based this on the discussion that goes on, and it will last around about 45 minutes. We talk about energy saving, and we'll be talking about things like it goes for the very basic, which we've all known for many, many years. It's things like, if you wash your clothes at 30 degrees instead of 40 degrees, you will save up to 40% on your electricity every time you use your washing machine. Things like, only boil the kettle with as much water that's needed, turn lights off when they're not being used. I'm hoping that nearly everybody's now got energy efficiency lights, because on average you save around about £10 per bulb per year, by that's on average use, by changing from the old-fashioned 40 glass, yes, glass bulbs to a 9-watt bulb. That will save you roughly £10 per bulb per year, which is, you know, absolutely phenomenal, because I've been into properties where they've had about 15, 20 bulbs. And 4 or 5 years ago, when we were talking, there wasn't many people with energy bulbs because they were very, very expensive. But now they're a lot cheaper than they used to. And then we're talking about making sure you dry your clothes outside. Try not to use the tumble dryer unless you need to. I know there's families with children and they have to use it from time to time, but try not to.
And the weather we've been having recently...
Yeah.
Going outside, you're going to lose it.
Yeah.
through the wind, or it's been too wet and cold.
Yes, of course. But if you've got a hanger indoors, what we'd recommend is try not to use the tumble dryer as much as possible, and drying inside. So if it's within a room, make sure that there's a little window open, and maybe a dehumidifier which you can put by the clothing. You can also get dehumidifiers in the pound shop, so it's not costing you anything on the electricity. And in some pound shops, they've even got the two little boxes which could be used, so they're which are really, really very, very useful. And then there's other things like maximising your washing loads. Avoid using standby mode on electrical devices, kettle.
I'm intrigued on that for... my kettle isn't on a standby mode, we just switch when we want it.
Yeah.
But televisions and satellite things, normally they're connected... the plugs is behind the actual equipment.
Correct. Yeah.
So trying to turn them off altogether is quite difficult.
It is, and I always look at this in a way that it's not about turning everything off, because, as you said, behind the TV and some things, it's really, really hard to get to. But I think it's looking at the things that we can do, which is the really, really important thing. So like the TV, your Wi-Fi, you know, they recommend that should be on all the time, but it's been designed that it doesn't use very much electricity at all. But things like washing your clothes, bringing the temperature down from 30 to 40, over time, these make a big, big difference. And it's like reducing showering time just by 1 minute can make a difference. And... if you're going to use heating, say, for example, if you've got gas central heating, I'd always recommend using that. But if you are going to use something that's electric, it's an oil-filled radiator. They're the most efficient that can be used, rather than a convector fan heater, because some of the time it's not working because it heats up the oil and then it's heating the room.
What about radiant heaters? I've got one here behind me.
Let's have a look at yours. Let's have a look. Oh, from what you've got there, I would recommend an oil-filled radiator to be more efficient cost-wise with what you get there. I believe that one's a direct heat one, so you will get heated very, very quickly, but it's not that cost-effective to actually use.
No, it's here because when our neighbours... landlords were away over Christmas. There was no heating on.
Ah.
I brought it in from home because it's behind me, it can warm me up.
Ah, that's good. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, but you've got a nice radiator. Is it working now?
The radiator's working now, yeah. The boiler broke down a couple of weeks ago. But you see, that's not our responsibility. That's the landlord's responsibility.
Ah.
It's not on. It's cold.
Yes, I can. Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine looking at the building. It's quite an old building here. So, yeah, So what we do is we look at it in a holistic view when we're actually speaking, and on the calls that we give, we go through individually. We tailor make the talk on the individual's problems. So we might spend more time talking about how we can save energy, how we use the heating system, how do you use your heating controls. For some people, it's much better to put the to have a timer on their heating, so just before they get up in the morning. For some people, especially if the property is well insulated, is to keep it on. Permanently, and then turn it down during the time. But sometimes, if you're out at work, you might want to turn it right down. So we individually tailor the advice to everybody that we're actually speaking to. Within that, but it's things like replacing one bath a week with a shower. It's a wash up in a bowl rather than a sink. So it's all these things that over time do make a big, big difference to the cost of our energy that we're going forward from there. So we look at it in a holistic way. So we might be looking at cavity walled, loft insulation. But please, I'm going to say the website once again, so that please have a look at that. There is an application form on the website. And it's applyforleap.org.uk. So please have a look at around the website. There's a plethora of information there, and plenty of advice. So I'd strongly recommend that.
Right. Well, we're going to go into a break and travel, and then we'll be back to sort of round up after that. If you've been interested in anything you've heard so far and you want to just to check it out and hear it again, it will be on our website later on today, plus the website address as well. But here we go into the break. You're listening to West Kent Today here on West Kent Radio. With me is Mark Hilliard from Leap, and we're talking about energy advice, efficiency, and all the things that Leap offer you. So if you're struggling with bills, if you're struggling with heating different rooms in the house, Mark's going to give us a recap now.
Okay, yep, I'll give a recap of what we've been speaking about. So the first thing is, the website is applyforleap.org.uk, and it will have all the information you need there. There's an application form, and there's as much information as you'd need about what Leap is about. But as a recap, the eligibility is if you have a low income, receive tax credit or receive housing benefits, receive an income or disability related benefits, or have a long term illness or disabilities. And how it works is that we give day to day energy efficiency hints and tips to ensure your heating system is set up and to keep warm, and all energy efficiencies which we were speaking about earlier. We can arrange for a free telephone advice service to help for benefits, to make sure that you're on the correct benefits, to help with debt and other money problems. And we can send out within the call free simple energy saving measures, and we will also look at your energy tariffs, and we will to see if there's any savings that we can do there. So we would look at your boiler, we'd look at how you use your heating controls. We will also talk about if you've got problems with condensation, damp and mould, and we will tailor the discussion that we have with you to you individually, and to individually your property that you're in. We will also look at things like cavity wall, loft insulation, if there's anything else that we can do. So what we're doing is we're looking at it, looking at energy and efficiency in a holistic way within your property. So applyforleap.org.uk. It will have all the information that you actually need actually on there, and we're a small team of dedicated people who we're just there. We really, really want to help as many people as we can with an advice and ways of saving money. That's what we're there for. So again, applyforleap.org.uk.
That's a free service. The details will be on our website later on today. And you can hear the condensed interview as well. So if there's anything you think, oh, I'd just like to hear that bit again, you'll be able to hear it later on. Thank you, Mark, for coming in.
Thank you.
Hope you'll come in again sometime and we can talk about more specifics.
Brilliant.
And as it gets more and more widespread, because I know you work with many local authorities, but
yes,
you're not quite in this area just yet.
Yep, we'll be due for the telephone telephone advice calls.
Yeah.
So please, if anybody wants any help, any guidance, have a look at the website. And I'm just going to say, if I could just say it once more, just before I leave, it's all the W's dot applyforleap.org.uk.
Yeah. I've got it written down here on my laptop.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
See you again.
Thanks.
Bye.